Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM. And a lot of folks appreciate the access to this radio station through the internet, which means you don't have to dial up the radio to get us there, Eddie. Do you understand that?
You can get it anywhere. You can get it on your phone or your computer.
That's the beauty of the internet. Anyhow, and we're glad that you're tuned in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. And, of course, Eddie is outstanding in his field, and that's exactly where we found him. He's outstanding in his field. That's an old one, isn't it? I had to use it, Eddie. Okay. I had to use it. But anyhow, we feature a guest and from the area and our regional guests. And also tonight, we've got Fizz Kaiser. We will be sharing his stories along with some songs that we have he has written and the journey that music has taken him. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too. And let's trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's go.
Keep that
once again, I want to say hello to everybody and welcome. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're doing another new live show here. And we've got Fizz Kaiser. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes here. But Eddie, we just completed 8 years of doing this show, so we're walking into our ninth year of doing this. So
nine comes after eight, then?
I guess, unless there's a change in modern math. But yeah, that's what's going on. But anyhow, we're very grateful that we're going into 9 years of doing this, and it's been great. But we did a few things recently that was kind of fun. We were in Amory at the parade here.
Yep.
And
Dave Corbett was our driver. And
and tonight he's our driver as well. He's our engineer here tonight. And we had Sandra was with us too.
Sandra, the plant lady.
Yeah.
So first Friday of the month is her show. Yep. Yeah. She was throwing candy, and Dave was trying not to hit people and kids.
It was a great day for that. It was fun. We had a little music going in the back there. And we were in the Spring Valley Theater here just a week ago, Sunday afternoon. It was, I think, the 15th of September. Sold out crowd there. It was the community choir did about 30 minutes or less. And then we came out and did our show. And it was a lot of fun. We had Dave Swanson with us. And we had Shady Grove with us too, Greenland Grove playing, and my son Ryan. And it was called Peace in the Valley, and just some traditional gospel music and a lot of fun. It went very well. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to be October 18th. We're going to be doing Oktoberfest at the New Richmond Legion, and got some other things we'll talk about as well. But anyhow, we have Fizz Kaiser with us tonight. Fizz, we want to say hello and thank you.
Hey, nice to see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's been about 3 years, I think.
Yeah, it's I think it was back in July of 21.
Yeah.
I think we were still just kind of coming out of COVID at that time here, too. But we got you in to do some things with us. And you actually were on our show early on. I think maybe you might have been like the third or fourth guest.
If you say so.
Yeah.
There's no proof.
Yeah, it's somehow that one did not get caught into the archives, and we're going to try to find that. We might have, who knows? There might be a copy somewhere. If there is, we're going to get it on the archives. But anyhow, you'll be the first guest that we have had on three times. So we're glad to have you here.
I'm honored.
Yeah. So, and we got lots of things to talk about, but I know it probably way back, you know, almost 8 years ago when you were here, we asked you, like we ask all of our guests, what were some of the things that inspired you to play music and to follow, of your adult life doing music?
Like most of you know, my brother my brother Kay and Tom both played music.
Sure.
And so I grew up, Kay was 10 years older than me, and I grew up listening to him to playing Chet Atkins records and playing along with them in the bedroom.
Sure.
And it wasn't really what I was into. It was 1964, the Beatles had just hit, and that's kind of what I was going with.
Yeah.
But I wasn't playing then. And I really didn't start playing until I was about 21, I think I started playing guitar.
Okay.
But I was writing some terrible poetry up till that point. And hope to God that none of it's around anywhere. But it was just a natural progression for me once I got able to play a little bit to just start writing songs.
And then did you teach yourself to play guitar?
Pretty much. Yep. Yeah, there was a friend in River Falls that showed me a bunch of chords.
Yeah.
To this day, all I know is cowboy chords.
Yeah, well, and of course, I'm sure watching Kay and hearing Kay play guitar. Yeah, so, I know you spent a few years, the last few winters out in California.
Yeah, the last four I've been out
there.
Last
four, okay.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago you were snowed in out there?
It was, yeah. Yeah, we had 90 inches of snow in 5 days.
Oh, wow.
We were there 15 days before we finally shoveled a path down an eighth of a mile driveway to get out of there.
We'll go back to some of those stories, but we want to get into some music. And one of the songs that you have written and it's been played on this radio station a number of times is Sad Country Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to mention this, that Bob Zonk, who unfortunately is not here tonight, we've got, fortunately we have Dave to fill in for us, but Bob is hopefully he's listening at home. He'd mentioned to me he thought this was a really, really good country song. He says the lyrics he thought were just so unique and so fitting for a country song.
Yeah, well, it is one of my favorite songs that I've written.
And another guy that actually was a guest of ours, Dave Feierheisen, he came in and did this song.
I'll have to go look at that.
Well, he said, I actually changed a few words, and I changed the key, and I changed the title. So now it's his song.
Do I have to lawyer up now?
Right. why don't you just do that one? We'll see if we can keep up with you here. So.
Be right, it's probably wrong to live your life like some old country song. I know I should change, maybe tomorrow I'll start, but tonight it's me and my old guitar. In a sad country heart, I think I'll lock all the doors and I'll let down the blinds. I'll unplug the phone and I'll break out some wine. Then I'll turn down the lights to a honky-tonk glow. Sing them songs we used to play so long ago. You may be right, it's probably wrong to live your life like some old country song. I know I should change. Maybe tomorrow I'll start, but tonight it's me and my old guitar in a sad country heart. There's Eddie. Thank you.
song. Yeah, love
She's
it.
She's a keeper.
Yeah.
No monitor.
Your headphones aren't working?
No.
All right, we can work on that here. Again, we've got Fizz Kaiser. This is Trigger Happy Memories.
Hello. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Thanks.
So you didn't get a shock, did you?
No.
Yeah. Anyhow, we're getting our headphones working here. But Fizz, last winter we had a nice surprise. You called me. We were in Arizona. You called me up like on a, Monday night or something. You said, I'm heading your way. And I said, well, good. You said, I might be there by this evening. And I know you had a new phone, so GPS, you were kind of in and out with it. It wasn't quite...
I don't know how to work it.
Yeah, well, you do now, but you didn't. You just had a new phone. But anyhow, I gave you directions over the phone, and it was dark, and you found us somehow.
I hit Houston, or, Tucson, right at rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
It was just dead stop. And you sent me out around the west side of Tucson somehow. And then
yeah, you came up on 10 and the Coolidge. I said, just straight up Main Street of Coolidge, get to 79. And you did it.
Pitch black. I don't know how I got there.
Or did you got to our area and you said, I'm here. I said, just stay right there. I'll come and get you. Don't go any further.
And that was the hardest part, just getting off that one road into your...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but anyhow, we were glad that you
it
showed
was fun.
Up. Yeah, that
was your golf game any better?
Don't bring it up. Yeah, in a little bit, yes. Okay. We had a lot of fun doing that. You gave me a lot of help with that. But anyhow, that song we just did there, a lot of it you were inspired by, unfortunately, the death of your brother,
Kay.
It didn't stop there with just losing some of our good friends, Curly Hastings and Rick Johnson. And
TK.
TK, yeah, some of those. Yeah, so... a great song. And again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We have Fizz Kaiser here with us. Fizz, did you want to do another song quick, or you got a story to tell?
It's your show, man. What do you want to do?
All right. Well, let's do another song, and then we'll do some more talking.
Okay. Well, this one's, this is 4 or 5, maybe a little bit older than that. It's another one of them songs sitting around in the winter.
Sure.
And thinking about being someplace else. This is called Traveling on My Mind. Today I had Memphis on my mind. 29 below zero, I do believe it's time to pack up my guitar and a pocket full of rhymes and go sing them in the southern sunshine. Woke up this morning with traveling on my mind. I woke up to I had Nashville on my mind. I got to leave this winter wonderland behind. I'll pack up my minivan and hit the road. Head down to Disney, shake this cold. Woke up this morning traveling on my mind. I'm ever going down the road. Come on, Eddie.
few years ago, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's good stuff. We're talking about you going to out to California, and you did some carpentry work out there as well, didn't you?
Yep.
Helping your buddy. And we're still driving.
There
we got her. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed, can you just stand like that the rest of the show and hold that cord? And we'll take care of the rest, okay? No. I think we might need you, Eddie.
Yeah, anyhow, I got nobody out there that's got a place up in the hills.
Sure.
Up by Yosemite.
Okay.
And do a lot of prospecting for gold. And
sure.
Did some work out there.
Some carpentry work, yeah. And you did some carpentry work for us last summer.
Did I?
Yeah, you don't remember that? We built the deck together.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it turned out really good.
Is it still good?
Oh, it's great. And
because the warranty's way gone.
Debbie put a bunch of nice flowers out there, and we did some landscaping. Uh-huh. And it's a nice little...
It's tucked in the back of the house, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Nice view of the corn.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think Fizz put a skylight in for me, too, in my place.
Jeez.
That was years ago.
That's right. There was two of them on there, wasn't there? One was good, but one was...
Yep. I know you helped me with one, and Eric Satterlin helped me with the other one.
You can get musicians to do just about anything.
You just gotta keep grabbing, and somebody will come and help.
I got to share a quick story here. And you told me this, and also somebody else told me this, and I can't believe the story's actually lined up. You guys both told the story did actually happen. But it was back when you were a kid playing baseball. And I believe you were the pitcher, and your brother Kay was the coach.
Oh, yes, I remember it well.
Well, you told me, I'll let you tell the story, but also Mike Driscoll was the catcher. And Mike and I are good friends. But he told me the same story.
Oh, God.
And as it turned out, it was pretty accurate. So tell the story.
I think it was maybe my last year of Little League. So I was probably 11 or something like that.
Sure.
And, I was pitching, and it was the worst year of my life. We had this really, really nice guy that was a coach, Paulie Kittle. Mm. And he was one of the Richmond Miller players. And,
sure.
And I don't know, Paulie went in the National Guard, I think, and had to go somewhere. And so Kay took over for the year, and so you know what that must be like. And so I'm out there pitching, and he's in the dugout, and he's going, come on, throw the ball over the plate, come on. And I was walking people, and I just lost it, and I turned around, I looked at him, and I threw the ball into the dugout right at him. walked off the mound and went home.
You showed him, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a rough year.
Well, like I said, Mike Driscoll was, we got talking about old stories.
He was our catcher, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, and all of a sudden, Fizz just kind of snapped, and he threw the ball right at Kay. But
it was just, I don't know if anybody else in the place could hear him, but he was sitting inside the dugout, I can hear him, oh, come on, man, throw a strike.
And it didn't help to get you to throw a strike, did it?
No.
No, so... Eddie, you were talking about doing a little instrumental on your steel. Yep, for doing that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sure. What was that in again? C, Ed?
Yep, we'll do this in the key of C, and it's one called I Love You Because.
You don't want me to sing it, though?
No, instrumentals you don't sing, Mike.
All right.
We've been trying to get you to teach you that for years, but sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
I'll try to restrain myself here.
So we'll try this. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Thank you. because.
Okay, I love you because. Not just because. That's a polka, isn't it?
That's a polka.
Because why?
Yeah, very good. I like that. Yeah,
I think Buddy Emmons used to do that. There's a lot of recordings on YouTube of when Ray Price had came back after he'd retired for a little bit, and he had Buddy Emmons playing steel for him.
Oh, okay.
And of course, he played it a lot the way it's supposed to be played.
No, it sounded great. Yes.
Eddie, yeah, can he play it like you play it?
Oh, I think Buddy Emmons a little bit better. That's what I think. A lot better.
I think since the last time we were here, Eddie, we were asked to do a funeral down in Spring Valley.
Yep.
And it was for Dennis Wood, who was a drummer, very nice guy, played with lots of groups back in that Spring Valley, Elmwood area. And I played a little bit with Dennis years ago, too. But they asked us to do something a little different. They wanted us to bring your saxophone and my tuba, and we actually marched up the side aisle of the church and then came down the center doing O and the Saints.
At
the end of the funeral. It was really... Cool. Really special, yeah.
Let him out to the hearse.
Yep, let him out to the hearse. We weren't expecting to be marching doing that, but it was pretty special. We were proud to be asked to do that.
Good thing you found that strap in your case you didn't know you had.
Yeah, Eddie said, we got to find a strap for you. I said, well, and I dug in my case, and there's a strap, and well, you helped me get it put together there. But I mentioned about Spring Valley. We were at the theater. There's a video out on that. And it is for sale. And I think Debbie posted something on Facebook. And if somebody would like to buy a video of that, it's a really good video of the performance at the theater in Spring Valley. You can get a hold of us or get a hold of the radio station, and we'll get you lined up in the right direction for that. So, Fizz, you were talking about maybe not going to California this year and maybe do a recording project. Is that still kind of your thoughts?
Yeah, we're talking about it. Going back in with John Earl.
Sure.
Where Eddie, you were there. Oh, both okay. Albums, yeah.
In down in River Falls.
Yep.
Is that
Farmhouse Records.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, that would be shoveling snow for 2 weeks if you get snowed in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Do you still hook up with that keyboard player that
Toby?
Came with... Man, what a...
Toby is Toby Marshall. Toby Lee Marshall. He's out on the road with a really famous guitar player, Greg Koch.
Oh, really?
They have the Greg Koch Trio, and Toby's in it. They're in Europe. They start tomorrow, I think. They're in London. He's doing wonderful.
My son Ethan watches Greg all the time, and there's some guitars hanging at the music store in River Falls, and I think they call him Gristle Master.
Yep, that's what he is, the Gristle something.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought he was good. I didn't realize he was that good.
And it's just this three-piece, and it's just this power trio, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I might try a song here. I'll dedicate this to you, Fizz. It's a song called Elvira.
You aren't playing Elvira. I'll walk out of here.
I knew I'd get a reaction.
I think Dave will shut the thing off.
Noble?
Do you remember when Kay and Rick used to play it?
I don't.
Well, they did, and if my mom was there, her name was Elvilda, so they'd always sing it Elvilda. She hated that name, too.
We'll try an old country song here, see if I can do this one. It's called Waltz Across Texas. This is a song that Eddie... Through the years of playing for some of the older folks, especially dance crowds, they would ask for this song oftentimes. And we finally learned it after all these years. But key of A?
A and E, right? That's about it.
I think so, yep.
You want to tune it or turn it around to the five?
Sure, yep.
2, 3, 1, 2.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. When you look at me, girl, with those stars in your eyes, I can waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I can waltz across Texas with you. PCA Radio 93.1. We got Trigger Happy Memories going on here and having some fun with Fizz Kaiser as our guest tonight. Dave Corbett is filling in here for Bob Zonk, and we're grateful for that, Dave. Hope I don't keep you up too late. Miss your show in the morning.
I got something I got to let Fizz know. The one time when we had Leroy Kaler in here, and I was telling Leroy, I said, Leroy, this one lick that I learned from you that I still use every once in a while. And I said to Leroy, I said, thanks for showing me that. He says, I learned that from Kay. So, most things always come back to your brother, Kay Kaiser. I still think about being at Kurt's guitar shop in Richmond doing recording, and Kay was there helping. I can't remember what recording we were doing, but I had my old show bud in there, and Kay's there telling us what to do, and it was just really cool.
It was always fun,
He did.
You know, I found this. I've had it for a long time, but it's in my basement. It's a 2-inch reel tape that I went over to Creation Sound with Kay and Rick and TK, and I can't remember, it was somebody else too, but. And he cut 2 songs that night. It's still on the tape. It's one Kay wrote called Let's Get Drunk and Be Somebody. Remember that one?
Sure.
And the other one is The Other Woman. And they're both on it. They've never been touched. And I've been asking people if, you know, it's been so long. You know, they're 40-some years old. And one guy told me he thought that if you get it in the right studio, back in a 2-inch place, and they can run it once, they might get a chance to get it onto a different format.
Turn it to digital or something.
Fizz, why don't you do a song here for us?
Okay, I'm going to, seeing how it's autumn now, this is one I wrote a few years ago about. This is some friends of mine that live down in Maiden Rock. They're called the Ditch Lilies. Two-piece old time. And she posted something on Facebook one day that said, well, I guess the garden is froze for the year. I'm going to go out and get one last bouquet.
Hmm.
And so this is called One Last Bouquet.
Sure.
That the promises of spring have come and gone, and summertime, that's just the name of a song. October sets you up in her golden glow. then old man Winter come along and knocks you cold. I'm gonna climb way up a big tall tree, jump in the arms of a southbound breeze, ride the wind till I am free, floating down to the sea.
PCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. And Fizz, you're talking about maybe doing a project this winter. Would that song be something you'd
Yeah, I think so. That one, and let's see, maybe that Traveling on My Mind one
okay.
might be on there.
Sure. Yeah, nice, very nice stuff. Somebody that played in our group for a while was Mike Eldred, and he was a good friend of yours.
He sure was.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about Mike, where you met him, or I know he's passed away.
Yeah.
Good piano player.
Yep.
Just had a good honky-tonk feel to things. And
let's see, I met Mike. He married an old friend of mine, Nancy Linseth, from River Falls. Mm. And Mike was from around the Twin Cities, but up northern Minnesota, I think, originally. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, they had a farm outside of Deer Park
right,
on
yeah.
County Road A, that
sure.
big old brick house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so somebody had a house. We all moved in. And we had I had a camper bus in the back, and we lived out there for years. Mike and I did a duo called the Broke Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice stuff, yeah.
But, you know, I remember this story, too. For years, we played that duo. He had an old van, and he played a spinet piano that we dragged around.
Yeah, and he used to lift that
at Woodley's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Notre Dame.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, all these years, and I used to, you know, just say, Mike, get an electric piano. Now I love the sound of this. Well, what happens? We quit playing. He hooks up with you guys. Next time I see him, he's got an electric piano. That's why I said, sure, the first Oompa band comes along, you go get one.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, God.
And he used to bring a tuner. Would he always tune it every night,
had
too?
Had to. Had
I
to.
Remember him with the wrench. Yeah,
yeah, and the old scope
yeah.
tuner.
I might throw in one more song, and then we're going to say hello to some folks. This is an old song that actually I recorded this on the album with John and Dave back in Nashville back about 1974. And it's a song by the Trogs, and it's a song that I heard as a youngster. And it was actually the first song I ever performed out in. I mean, I learned some songs to learn how to play guitar, like Had a Little Monkey.
But
I won't do that
over?
One.
How'd that go over?
Not real good. But this was actually one that I first started performing.
How old were you, Mike?
I think you should bring that back, Mike. You should try that one.
I was like fourth grade doing Head of Little Monkey. Is that the song you're asking?
No, I mean this song.
Oh, this one. Probably about 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, so 15, 16, something like that. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around here. Let's show the feeling grows. It's written on the windings. It's everywhere I go. So if you're say hello to a few folks here. I'm going to start off by saying hello to my wife Debbie and Shirley Halliburton, and thank you, Shirley, for the nice card you sent me, birthday card. And to Rod Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. Tom Klinger with that 63 Stratocaster. You remember that story, Eddie? I think this guy, he took it to, he wanted to get it kind of, you know, fixed up. He says, this thing belongs in a museum. You're not playing this ever again. Gorgeous, gorgeous guitar that was almost like brand new. But anyhow, Putz, my old buddy, Tom and Connie, they spent some time with us this week. You remember those folks from Arizona? We played some music in church with them out in Arizona, yes. And Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Ruth and Jay from Scottsdale, Arizona. And Ron and Denise Holcomb from Houston, Texas. Jim Bjorkman, Sunburst, Montana. Dan and Beth from River Falls. Judith Hansen, Jorgensen from River Falls. Renee Butler, Scotty Nash, I think, is tuned in. He tuned in last month and heard the memories and certainly enjoyed them. Tim Stevens from the memories. I hope Tim is tuned in. Gary Lubick, and I think I'll just stop at that one. So, Eddie?
Just say hi quick to my wife, Joanne, and the Morrow kids. Got to say hi to our neighbors, Alan and Jorgensen. I'm going to go down and play a little music for them for their 70th wedding anniversary on October October 12th down in Cottage Grove.
Nice.
Say hi to Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys, Brian Jevning, the Club 42 boys. I got the Cactus Cousins. Got to say hi to my buddy Denny Marion, a great steel player down there in Chippewa. My buddy Doug Gorton and his wife Liz. The Hunyuck boys, Greg Wheeler, and some more. A lot of boys, the Barn boys, and the Sewell family. And I think that's all I got.
Yeah. What about you, Fez?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Heidi Fryer.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
My friends Joe and Paulette Anderson.
Yes. I told Paulette that you were going to be with us. I talked to her yesterday, I guess it was. So, yeah. And again, if they don't catch it tonight, they can go to the archives and pick it up. So, yeah, very nice. Fizz, why don't you sing another song here?
Okay, let's see if I can get this one tuned up here. This is a song I was doing some 1-hour shows at the nursing homes, and I was in Richmond.
Sure.
And there was an old guy sitting in a wheelchair by the window, just staring out the window, and I wasn't getting him. He wasn't listening. And but anyway, I got out of there and went home, and I came up with this song. It's about a guy that went down, northern Wisconsin guy, and he goes down to Milwaukee and joins a union, works in a mill, and gets in a big union deal, and this is it.
Okay.
So it's told to this other guy, and then it's called Ancient Bird. He told me he worked on a union road crew, going place to place. Well, you could read every highway mile on that weathered face. Sits by the window, stares into the sky, just like an ancient bird that once knew how to fly. He said, I was young and wild, I was out to make my fill. I drifted down to Milwaukee and I got me a job out in a mill. I met this old boy named Willie, and he called me son. We'd head out to the taverns after our shift was done. One day the foreman said, boys, come along with me down to the lunchroom, there's something I think you should see. Remember all them picket signs piled up in stacks. He said, tomorrow we strike, won't be no looking back. Next morning found us marching from the hall down to the tracks, up and down Front Street with the cold lick at our back. Said, you know, the governor wants to bust this union any way he can. Yeah, they'll probably crack some heads if we try to make a stand. Just then the bulls rushed in and I could hear someone yelling, run. Willie went down, his union days were done. You know, know, today I saw the president on TV. Said he's got the union on the run. He says everybody got a right to work. Shouldn't have to pay anyone. But son, a lot of brave people have died for your living wage. Now we've let all their blood and sweat just slip away. Son, if I was young, let me tell you where I'd be. Boy, I'd be down with the union, marching in the street. I'd hold up with his picture and show it to each and every one. Then I'd make my stand, but this time I would not run. These days he just haunts the hall. He ain't going no place. Well, it's been more than 20 years since the sun and wind have kissed his face. He just sits by the window and stares into the sky like some ancient bird that once knew how to fly. Sits by the window, stares into the sky like some ancient bird that once knew how to fly.
Oh, very nice. That's Fizz Kaiser. Yes, my guest here tonight. Thank you, Fizz. That was a cool song. Yeah. We're starting to wind down here just a little bit. I was just going to mention, I think, Eddie, you and I talked about this. We're going to be doing something in Hammond November 2nd at the golf course, and it's a doubleheader. The Roberts brothers are going to be there as well.
Oh, so, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So Nick and Kenny Roberts will be doing. It's something for the American Legion, a fundraiser, and they said they would come in and do a couple hours.
Richmond?
In Hammond.
Oh, in Hammond.
Yeah, at the golf course. Yep. Yeah, so November 2nd, I think there's going to be, like I say, a fundraiser for the American Legion. And then we had the memories here our last show, Eddie. We had Tim Stevens and Warren Petrick were here.
Yep.
And I had Tom Bowe, the one I just mentioned to you that we played with out in Arizona. He said, if I was to critique your shows, he said, I think you guys had an awful lot of fun with those guys last.
Yeah.
And we did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah, I want to give them a plug. That. They're going to be in Menominee this Saturday, September 28th, at the high school, 2 o'clock. And it's a free concert they're doing.
And John Lynch will be with them, too, right?
I believe so.
It's a reunion with all three of them. So.
And I'm gonna try to get there. I'm hoping we can do that. Our fall festival at our church is October 20th at St. Patrick's Church. And Old Buffalo Bob, he's coming out of the closet.
He is.
Or, I mean, coming out of retirement. Old Bob Hovde, we call him Handsome Hovde, but he'll be there with us. Eddie, you'll be there, too.
Okay.
But anyhow, we got just a couple minutes.
How are we doing, Dave? Are we doing pretty good on time or almost done?
9 minutes?
2.5, 3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So do you got something you want to do, Eddie, or Fizz? You got a quick one there? Or?
I don't. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. We'll just do another instrumental.
Sure.
We can either do Bud's Bounce or let's try this. The old panhandle rag in the key of E.
here pretty quick, and we get. We just want to say thank you to Dave Corbett for engineering here, and don't forget you can donate money to this radio station. It's that's how they keep the doors open.
We got a pledge drive coming up. I think the week of October 9th, is it?
Yeah. Dave, yep. And thank you, Fizz Kaiser, for coming up and doing
this. Thank you so much, Fizz.
Yeah. Yes, we appreciate you.
Always a good time.
Yeah, so keep tuning us in. We're here every Thursday night, and they have some rebroadcasts, but we're the last Thursday is always a new show, and that's what was tonight. So and go to the archives and pick up on some things that we've done, and we'll catch up with you down the road. So thank you so much.